The equity, diversity and inclusion efforts of Greater Sudbury Police are slated to go under review later this year for the potential addition of a staff member. During his first meeting on the police board since being elected last month, Jerry Lougheed Jr. urged police to look at bolstering the department. "I think it's a reflection to our society, which has got far more diverse, and everybody needs to have a voice at this table and outside this room," he told Sudbury.com after Wednesday's meeting. "I think it's very important that there's a proper investment made with regard to resources, whether that's human resources or financial resources with regard to programs. And I'm very blessed to have friends in the community that represent various groups that are very keen about this. I just want to make sure that they're included in the process." During Wednesday's meeting, Chief Paul Peterson explained that the equity, diversity and inclusion effort of Greater Sudbury Police is currently headed by Sergeant Josh Rickard, whose portfolio also includes special projects. The effort has been enhanced by a part-time intern, who has joined under a one-year contract funded through the Northern Ontario Heritage Corporation to assist in the development of an equity, diversity and inclusion strategy. During 2023 budget deliberations, which capped off earlier this year, police administration recommended the hiring of an equity, diversity and inclusion strategist. The board cut the $47,000 expense from the 2023 budget, $97,990 in 2024, to help pare it down to $72.7 million, which represented a budget hike of 5.66%. Greater Sudbury Police are poised to revisit the proposal during 2024 budget deliberations, which Chair and Ward 8 Count Al Sizer said will begin in June. For those discussions, Sizer requested a report outlining what, exactly, the equity, diversity and inclusion effort consists of and what their functions are, to help build their case for budget talks. In this year's proposed budget document, it's noted that Greater Sudbury Police equity, diversity and inclusion efforts are intended to be embedded throughout their day-to-day work. "We are committed to training our members, community outreach, respect for all, promoting an environment free of discrimination and harassment and celebrating and appreciating," according to the document. Equity, diversity and inclusion staff work with the Indigenous community, the Diversity Advisory Committee and Chief's Youth Advisory Council. Meanwhile, the Authentic Inclusion Reform Working Group is focused on ensuring a diverse and inclusive team is achieved through recruiting and ongoing employment practices. "There are some very successful partnerships that are out there which I want to build on," Lougheed said. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.